We had a woman, we were talking to her earlier, a regular listener. At Christmas, she decided to buy Post Malone tickets for the show this coming Saturday in Hershey for her 16-year-old daughter. Now her daughter, I don't know what put this into her head, feels it's not safe to go.
Yeah, she's scared to go.
Right, she's never been to a show, and her mom can't go with her because she has a fractured leg. And so now she is stuck with two very, very expensive Post Malone tickets. We're talking about when that gift that you thought was perfect goes bad. Thanks for holding.
Okay, so when my husband and I were dating way, way back in like 1999, he bought me a star.
Oh. It's funny you mention this.
Jeff
because
thinks that's a horrible gift.
It's a horrible gift.
But I think it's romantic.
He thought it was romantic, and it was in this skinny, it was almost like an envelope but made out of cardboard, and it said my name and my maiden name, and I said, oh, what? This and he said, it's a star named after you. And I was speechless, and I'm saying, well, how do I show my coworkers this? Uh-huh. It's not a handbag and it's right. Not jewelry. And he said, you don't like it? And I kept saying, oh, was it expensive? And it was then back then. It was very expensive. But to this day, I still have it. And then my kids now, we told my kids, like, Daddy got me the worst gift of all time. And, you know, now it's a joke. But I felt really sad for him because he probably spent $200-some. And I was just expecting a piece of jewelry.
Have you guys ever used a telescope to look for your star?
Yes. And then he said that. He goes, oh, when we get the money, we could buy a telescope and we could find your star. And I'm like, oh, yes.
Oh, yes. We can look at the star that 84,000 other people are probably looking at going, that's my star.
No.